day. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Okay, we are in the car on our way up to the cabin in Donnelly. We're going up a little bit early to scout things out, set out our swag, set up our food. We spent a night of shopping last night and kind of loosely planning. The plan is to set an example by resting well.
To not overplan.
Yeah, to not plan too much. And to hold the two most valuable commodities that people have and can never get back, can't put a price on it, which is time and space and beauty. So take that, put it in your pipe, and smoke it. How do you feel?
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I think we're a little tired.
A little tired. My naughty kids, every time I have something going on the next day, they decide to pull.
Stay up all night.
An all-nighter and wake up the baby, and it just kept, it was the gift that kept giving. So we've got peonies in the back of the car, so we keep running yellow lights because we cannot slam on the brakes. It's
sorry, like, officer.
I know, and I feel like they'll understand when they pull us over.
Jars of crepes and olives, they can't break.
I know. We've got capers and olives. We've got peonies. What do you expect us to do? Like, take us to jail if that's a crime. We're actually heroes for transporting those from one town to the next. So, what is there any kind of, I don't know, theme or feeling or something that keeps playing over in your mind over and over again going into this week that you've been learning or that you want to maybe, like, try and pass on to our retreaters?
Well, we've been talking a lot about, with both of us, like paying attention to our bodies and how integrated our bodies are with our soul and our spirit, and just giving ourselves space for being worthy to accept and look for delight and beauty. And that's something that I think we're going to talk about more, but that's what we're hoping to do too, is model that and offer that to others. Like, that there is so much value and space in silence and in rest and in pause. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about, even like from this time last year being up in Donnelly, how much has changed in both of our lives from just saying some things out loud that we, you know, have let sit inside of us for a long time, that once you say it out loud, it kind of gets the ball in motion of like, well, now I have to start making steps towards changing that thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want what we're doing and the people that are listening and the people in our community to know that it's not this like one surprise summer camp high experience. You, like, we can offer nourishment and beauty, but like, it's almost a whole holy work to get your body and yourself to a position where you can even accept that without it just totally beating up and rolling off of you if you were like a live wire. So we feel like we've tried to learn some things for ourselves and our friends to maybe just open yourself up a little bit to accepting and feeling worthy of nourishment and gentleness. And that's had to start, I think, this last year with turning that gentleness on ourselves. And man, that's a whole ugly undoing. It's not cute. Wasn't cute for me. And it sounds cute, but it's not. So we are just so honored that any of our friends want to come, like, trust us with that, and for however much they want to. Is there any special, like, creative project you're going to be doing in your quiet time?
You know, I've always overpacked and brought so much stuff. And this time, I barely brought anything. I just am kind of letting myself be delighted. Like, I brought my paddleboard. And I brought a journal. I didn't even bring my computer. I'm just going to, kind of what we talked about, do everything analog. Just journal with a pen and paper, maybe do some painting, and also paint my nails. But
I noticed your toes were naked.
They're ready. On them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that is my yoga mat, things like that. I didn't pack. back a bunch of reading or anything, just really basic. I mean, we did pack a lot of books for everybody else's sake and a lot of poetry, but as far as, like, I will finish this book and I will write an article, and we've done that before. Like, I will edit so many podcasts and I will do this, and we're just trying to hold space for ourselves that way too.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever gets done, but we also know that it is holy work to sit in silence and to rest.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes that's even a little bit harder than
the
efficiency, and
it is hard.
Yeah. I think that also productivity and creativity are multiplied out of a place of rest and health. So yeah, that's the starting point.
Okay, I heard a rumor that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Hamilton out of a place of rest, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like burnout and he took the Hamilton book with him?
Yeah, he went on a sabbatical. Yeah. Hold on, we're getting a phone call. So yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda, this is what I read too. He was burnout, went on sabbatical or like a long trip, and he just took the Hamilton biography, which is like a giant book,
huge,
along for his beach read, his casual beach read, and he just like could not stop like hearing and making up stories and songs and stuff to go along with what he was reading. And that's so cool. And it's so true that sometimes when you're like, I need to step away, that's when you kind of get some like inspiration, and not always how you think it will look, you know?
Exactly. And we kind of talked about that. Well, I did in the last newsletter too, just about tributaries and multiple tributaries leading into the creative river. And sometimes you get so hung up on one of them and it just unlocks something if you can focus on a different stream or river. Another creative outlet.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times you can come back to that other one.
Right. Well, and that's, I feel like a dog with a bone in this, because we are not scheduling quiet open time because, you know, we just didn't have enough to fill up our time together or whatever. We're doing it super intentionally, and you and I don't talk about beauty and creativity so much because we just are like living a Pollyanna life and we just see beauty everywhere we look. We've been talking a lot about how dark the world is and how hard life kind of is, and this is our way to like engage in the battle, kick back darkness, create spaces for our friends. It's like waging war.
I was just gonna say that it's waging war.
It's like a war, and it's like you think it's simple, and it is simple, but you think it's like, oh well, that's nice that they get to just like curate books and cook good food together and stuff. No, it's kind of a fight. It's kind of hard, and it's important to us, and we it's important to us for you. And it's important to us for us to, like, I feel like it's my responsibility to be like, there is beauty in the world. We have to stand in the stream of it. We have to let it flow through and out of us. Otherwise, what is the point? Like, you know, so I feel purposeful this weekend. And I kind of echo what I had a bunch of, like, a stack of stuff to kind of work on and plan on, and I just ended up bringing my journal and being like, you know, I think I'm just gonna like do a little bit of open spaces and see what happens with this weekend. And we have some kick-ass food in the back of the car, such good recipes. I'm so excited. You really came up with a really good menu.
It's gonna be fun. I'm excited. We didn't practice one of the things beforehand, but I'm sure it'll turn out fine.
It's a mystery.
It'll be great. I haven't been disappointed with this chef before. She's, all of her stuff that we've tried has turned out great, so.
And we're putting a twist on it.
Yeah. Making it our own.
A Donnelly twist.
And we're bringing some people with us in the way of cooking that can come here this time. So we're bringing our friend Caitlin with us because she shared a really great recipe with lemon lime bars, and we made them last night, and that's dessert for tonight. And I feel like it's a way of honoring our friends too when we like share their recipes or their art or things like that.
It's true. Our family is growing. We need to buy a Suburban and put some more car seats in the back. Oh, my dad jokes. They've got to stop. Okay, so this is my prayer, is that I need to sleep well. I get on benders, or if I have a bad night of sleep, it kind of builds and builds, and that's whenever I have some trouble or have some, like, fall back into, like, anxiety attacks and stuff like that. And so I am vowing to you, first and foremost, because you're going to have to pay the piper if I'm unwell. But, like, to our friends is, like, and I want to encourage other people to do this. Like, if you feel yourself slipping or feeling wrung out, prioritize your sleep. I've got all the potions. I've got, I've got Ambien. I've got melatonin. I've got other things.
A hot tub and a swing in the trees.
I've got some bourbon. Yeah. I've got my comfy clothes. I brought a onesie made of sweatsuit material, a swoot, if you will. And I'm committed to getting some hard sleep so that I can show up as my best.
We have a yogi coming self. And working us out at night and in the morning.
Yeah, doing some great. Like, yeah. And so I feel like this is something I've skipped over in the past and it has not gone well, where I have beautiful intentions in my mind, but I ignore my body's needs. And I will show up unslept, or I haven't drank water, or I'll be busy and I'm like, I haven't peed all day. No big deal. I'll ignore it. Mm-hmm. And this time I've just made a promise. Like, I'm going to be gentle to this old girl that's had all these kids for me. And hopefully my friends will follow suit. And hopefully it gives everyone permission to do the same thing. I have not packed one piece of denim. I don't even want hard pants near me on this trip. And you're looking cute, though.
But these are so comfy.
Amanda's wearing her JNCOs.
They're amazing. What's wide leg pants.
They are really beautiful. What's the criteria for a true JNCO?
Oh, gosh. They have to be, what, fit a 12-pack in your back pocket?
Yeah, you have to be able to fit a 12-pack in your pocket. I don't think you could quite get there.
I can't.
These.
It's a little fitted at the top.
I know. JNCOs back in the day weren't, like, the high-waisted, so there was a little more room to work with. I remember when those started going out, and I then bought, like, silvers that were, like, boot cut and actually fit me. I went from wearing, like, men's long sleeve, huge shirts and JNCOs all the time and having, like, a bunch of hemp necklaces on and fried bleached hair to having, like, boot cut tighter jeans. And my grandpa was like, I'm so relieved to see you not wearing those floppy butted things anymore.
Floppy butted. You look like a woman.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, Grandpa. I might edit that out. That doesn't need to be in there.
You know.
That doesn't.
You need to know. I feel like my grandparents had a lot of opinions about my clothes.
No, or like, and I get it, but like in the earlier 2000s where I would pay money for like ripped up jeans, they would just be like, why do you pay money for rips in your pants?
It shows that we are aging because people still do that.
Oh, do they?
Okay,
well.
I mean, yes, Tobin just bought himself, my son, a bunch of ripped up jeans, so. With his own money.
Well, now that I know, I have to go shopping. Yes. Okay.
Strategic rips.
Yeah, they need to be strategic or you get in trouble. What is something you recommend this week for a source of beauty?
Fresh cut flowers. Go to the farmer's market or go out into your garden, or go
if you're in
a walk on a nature hike and just cut yourself some wildflowers. They're blooming everywhere right now.
If you're in a town that has Trader Joe's, which I recommend, they are selling peonies that haven't quite bloomed. They're in balls, so we're bringing up a whole bushel full, but that's a really good, that like kind of elevates my house every June when I get those.
My friend brought over this week, she just cut some tiny little blooming allium, And it just, every day has gotten bigger and bigger, these like puff balls of purple. And they've brought so much joy to my life just to watch them get bigger every single day. And she just brought them in a little mason jar with a bottle of wine, and it was a really great gift.
Yeah. So sweet. What a gift. I had a friend do that. She snuck into my back porch last summer, and she put a little bottle of bourbon and a little bouquet of roses back there because she knows how I like my nighttime. And so when I go outside, it was like this surprise.
So nice.
I actually pulled around the corner, though, when she was sneaking in back there, and I caught her. So it was really sweet. Shout out, Caitlin. You're the best.
That's sweet.
I am, like, hitting a bit of a dead end with music. I have not discovered any new music lately. Except for Molly played us something about... What were those sisters?
Oh, what were they? Something sisters.
Yeah, and that was really good. It was very folksy. But, yes, if you have music recommends for us to add to our playlist, please send them. And...
Well, you know what we did last night that we will probably do is we just played really mellow cello music, and it was so nice. It was beautiful.
But yeah.
Yeah, we need some good music to listen to.
I'm jonesing for also, you guys know the, like, traumatic podcast that was the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill?
Oh, yeah.
I need another investigative piece done by Mike Cosper on, like, the SBC, and... I know, like, I just think it needs to be, story after story needs to be told, because there's so many non-disclosure agreements and all these things, and maybe not even just the SBC, but, like, people telling their stories, especially women our age, of inappropriate behavior that was, you know, swept under the rug or ignored or not believed or tried to handle in-house without like actual, like the stories could go on and on and on. And I'm
not just women, men and women.
Yep. All of it. And I feel like there needs to be some structured storytelling out there. So if you guys know of something like that, let me know. But, I'm mad, I'm pissed, and I'm also hopeful because I think the tide is starting to turn, and the tide only turns when people tell their stories and tell the dang truth. So that is not a peaceful thing to talk about, but that's been in my mind.
Yeah.
In my mind. So, well, I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I very much appreciate you. Can you believe this? Do you remember, like, 4 years ago or something when we were, like, just dreaming, scheming this up?
Yeah. It's like, what if I had read a book and thought, what if we did this? And I talked to a few people, and you were the one who was like, you called me back a few weeks later, and you're like, you know that thing you talked about? Let's do it.
We're doing it. Yeah.
I feel like I come up with some ideas, and so do you, but you're the one who's like, well, then let's write the letter, or let's do it, or let's book the place. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And you put some action behind my sometimes ethereal...
Well, you have really good ideas, and you also sometimes, you strive for excellence, so that can be slower moving.
Well, and it gets in the way, if it's not going to be what I think.
Luckily, I do not strive for excellence. I live in the mediocre, but I'm not afraid to try. So I think we're a good pair, and I'm really honored. I'm just really honored that people keep trusting us and keep showing up.
This is number 6, not counting the voices. This is just for the creative Sayla, number 6.
Yeah, and it's one of the sweetest things. We keep talking about this year, neither one of us are ministers, priests, pastors, but there's a whole community of people that are a little bit disenfranchised, a little bit homesick for something, they don't know what it is, and we're like, okay, well, we are going to wake up our senses. You guys can join us if you want. And we don't even know what that looks like always. But I think that's... I want to kind of have some church, you know, in that way.
We can be holy listeners and creators and...
space holders.
We can be people who just open up whatever home we have and invite you in and seat savers. Say, we'll make you some food.
Yes, yeah.
Because everyone needs it. Right. We needed it. That's why we started it.
Yeah, we keep inviting people to the party we need. So there's more to come. More that we're, like, percolating right now. I'm striving. I'm like, let's try it. Let's try it medium well. Medium rare.
Good enough.
Yeah. And you're like, let's think it through. And I think we're going to come up with some really, really good things. So I'm excited. I'm thankful. Reach out if you want to know about any of the things that are coming up next. If you want to talk, we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.